Well, Nick Cartwright from the University of Northampton has worked with Dignity in Dying, which campaigns for a change in the law. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Why should people support a change in the law?
The current situation lacks clarity. The idea that the law is currently clear and it's obvious what will happen is just not true. There are already circumstances in which people do assist others to die. As your piece said, prosecutions are very rare, but there is no certainty. So if a loved one was to ask a partner or a friend to assist them in dying, there would be no certainty they weren't asking them to commit a criminal offence, and there would be no certainty they wouldn't be asking them to put themselves in a position where they could face imprisonment. And that's a very, very difficult choice to make. This bill is a very modest approach to that, and in very restricted circumstances, it would provide certainty to those individuals.
But people haven't been prosecuted, despite some very high-profile cases, so why is the change necessary?
As I said, the law lacks clarity. At the moment, evidence seems to suggest there's probably about 1,000 cases in the country of assisted suicide that breaches the law, that go unreported. The problem is, then, who is it that's making those decisions, and what are the safeguards that's in place? If we're suggesting that things happen in an opaque way behind closed doors is better than things being publicly debated, I think that's a dangerous thing to suggest. And allowing people to exercise their discretion completely freely without guidelines or safeguards seems to me less good than having an open public debate and deciding, as a society, what we think is the appropriate way to deal with these cases.
If the law were to change, if Lord Falconer's bill goes through, does it go far enough?
Lord Falconer's bill addresses a very, very particular group of people. That's those who have got a terminal illness and are assessed by two competent doctors to have less than 2 years left to live. 6 months left to live. In relation to those individuals, I think the law does go far enough. There are then other classes of individuals who may feel that the law doesn't affect them. For example, a patient who was not competent, maybe in a persistent vegetative state. The situation for them is in no way affected by Lord Falconer's bill. And that's been an ongoing problem since it was first discussed by the House of Lords in the case of Anthony Bland in 1993. And again, there is arguments that the law needs clarifying in that area as well. But this bill is definitely appropriate for a certain group of people.
If the law were to change, how easy would it be to abuse it? How open would it be to abuse?
It would be less open to abuse than the current system is, in my view. The current system encourages doctors who assist to do so in a private way, to do so quietly, to administer lethal doses of painkillers, to withdraw or withhold treatment without, in a private way. This bill encourages doctors to explore with a patient all of the options, to discuss the palliative care options, and if the patient requests, to discuss with them if they wish to self-administer a lethal dose of drugs towards the end of their life. That seems to me to be a better option.
Nick Cartwright, thank you very much. Nick Cartwright from the University of Northampton, who's